Mishpeach. Good morning, all. A few final halachos in the land of Netilas Yadayim. So the first is there's a well-known idea that is incorrect, that if you are traveling or if you are unable to get to a sink to wash your hands before you wash your hands for bread, so you can just like put some gloves on or whatever, like make sure you don't touch the bread directly, and then you can not wash your hands. And so the answer is, when it comes to this, you should almost never rely on it, but there are certain circumstances where this is an appropriate halacha to follow. And essentially, the way that the poskim talk about it is that if you are really unable to wash your hands with water, then okay, what are you going to do? If you really have no options in the world, you don't have to starve to death, so you are allowed to eat. However, again, nowadays it's so unlikely to not be able to wash your hands with water that one should not rely on this leniency when unless it's absolutely necessary. So one area in particular that people probably should consider applying this leniency, and that is, let's say you're on a flight, and let's say there is terrible turbulence on the flight, and it's a very long flight, and the turbulence is lasting forever. So rather than trying to create a chilul Hashem and, get up and have the stewardesses yell at you so you can go wash your hands, so probably it is appropriate, again, if you have no other options, to rely on this and to not touch the bread directly, to wrap your hands in something so that you're not touching the bread, so you don't wash until Sadayim. But again, this is a leniency that should not be relied on frequently. The final halacha that we'll share is a very Pesach-related halacha, and that is there is a halacha that Chazal bring down that if you have a vegetable that is wet with one of the seven liquids, which we'll talk about that and what those liquids are in a moment, but if you have a vegetable that is wet after being dipped in, for example, water, so you have an obligation to wash your hands and we don't make a bracha. This sounds a lot like the Pesach Seder when we go ahead and we do orchats right before karpas, we wash our hands and we say, this is so weird, why are we washing our hands before a vegetable? We never do this. So the answer is really we should be doing this ideally throughout the year. And there are various reasons why the custom has developed that this is not so common, but the general rule is that if you are able to and you're mindful of it, so you should be careful if possible to wash your hands when you have a wet vegetable. Specifically, we're talking about the seven liquids that the vegetable is wet with. And those seven liquids are, there is a well-known basically a mnemonic that we use to remember what those seven liquids are. It's Yad Shechat Dam, which in Hebrew, it's Yayin, which is wine, Devash, honey, Shemen Zayas, olive oil, Chalav, which is milk, Tal, dew, dum, blood, and mayim, and water. So those are the seven liquids. And so probably one of the reasons, by matter of fact, the reason why the custom has developed that we're not so strict about this, even though, again, we should be, is because it's probably more complicated, right? Everyone knows you wash your hands before your bread. Not everyone knows you have to wash your hands before your vegetable is dipped in a liquid, and it has to be a specific liquid, has to still be wet, so it's so complicated. So perhaps that's the reason why it's not so common nowadays. But again, if one is able to, it's a nice thing to start picking up to do if you do have vegetables that are wet for whatever reason. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash.